Yeah, I did today.
All right, it's 7:15, and we're going to call this meeting of the Bolton Board of Finance to order. Note that Jim Rupert's here, Jill Collins. We have four members of the board here, constituting a quorum. And we'll get on with the agenda here.
We probably need to let Ashley know who's here because she's not.
Okay, yeah. Okay, thank you. So members in attendance, Ashley
Ewing, yep.
Ewing,
mm-hmm.
Okay. Amanda
Gordon,
Charlie Dana,
and Bob Monroe. And I see no members of the public here nor lined up on the Zoom. So we're gonna see there is no public participation and get right to the new business at hand. The first item, A, is consider an act upon transfer of appropriations. The board has in front of each of us handouts that define the size of the transfers required for the town. All seem more than appropriate. And I, with that as a consequence, ask for, a motion to approve. Motion, let's get this called a motion.
To make the motion and then start a discussion.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll move that we approve the appropriation transfer request as we as measured here.
And
I'll second. That was Charlie and Amanda.
Okay. Anybody, all those in favor, please?
Do we have a discussion?
Oh, I thought you just said you recommended them all. Okay. Yeah, no. Okay. I'm sorry. Yeah. Any discussion?
Question, I don't know if Jill or Jim could comment on them.
They seem to be mostly payroll. Is that correct? Are we just kind of generally short in covering payroll?
No. They're not. Actually, I don't. There's coming from payroll. I think there's only one going to pay. No, I'm sorry, there's two. There's one for Board of Finance payroll, which we've discussed. We were going to have a shortage, and then one to the assessor payroll. All of these transfers are based upon discussions we've had throughout the whole year. When we show you the expenditure reports, they were highlighted. All these departments were highlighted as being issued departments. So now we're actually transferring money in so that we can continue to pay the bills.
Which is right. And the biggest one is the assessor's budget, which was built by a part-time assessor planning for a part-time assessor. And the way that we have to do it with this shared position is we have to budget for the whole expense of the assessor, and then we get half of that back as a reimbursement from the town of Wilmington. So that's where most of the money is being transferred, is from other accounts into that assessor's account.
That was something that last year was part-time, but is accounted for in the budget that just passed, correct?
That's correct.
Just want to make sure.
The largest number of them is going to the assessor, but the biggest amount is for the refuse.
Right, which is right. And that's a result of the fact that when we started this fiscal year, we had a contract that expired mid-year in November, right? And we had no idea what the refuse costs were going to be after the expiration of that contract. Now, interestingly enough, as much as the refuse has gone up, we negotiated a much more favorable contract than many of our, you know, surrounding communities. So again, you know, we budgeted what we knew, and this was an area that we couldn't predict. We knew it was volatile, especially with the trash to energy plant in Hartford closing. And again, we've been watching it all year, and we estimated that probably there was going to be a shortfall of about $30,000, and that's just about exactly what it is.
Okay. No further questions.
Yeah, I would just make a comment. Good job on the estimation when you didn't really know what the lay of the land was going to be.
Yeah.
And we've budgeted a higher amount for this in this coming budget, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, okay.
We have an actual contract, both for tipping fees and for the curbside pickup. And we have a pretty good handle on what our, sorry about the cat.
I'm watching the cat.
We have a pretty good handle on what the tonnage, what our average monthly tonnage is. So, you know, we think we've calculated that, you know, fairly tight for this upcoming season.
Okay. Without any further discussion that I can see, then we'll ask for a vote on the motion before us. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? And any abstentions? Hearing none. Motion passed unanimously, 4-0. Jill, I'm going to need some help here with.
No, you don't, because we don't have to go. None has to go to the town. None has to go to a town meeting. I put that in there just in case, but
just in case. Yeah.
Right. And after Jim and I went through them all, none of them have to go to town meeting. So we're actually done.
And I take that back.
Yep. So you don't need my help.
Okay. So that eliminates item B. The last item is adjourned, but before we get there, I'd just like to ask Jill and or Jim. I missed the last meeting. So I was not aware if anything was reported back from your discussions with the bank. When last I knew, we had been provided with a worst case scenario of a 3% variable on our balance, and that the bank, if I remember correctly, was going to reduce its required reserve for interest bearing at 4 million. Has there been anything more to come back from the bank? And especially I had asked Ross to inquire about some sort of a written response from the bank, because what concerned me was, it was complimentary of everybody, I hope, in that we had gotten the bank to move, the bank had listened to us and gotten them to move. Again, back to the last information I had, the Board of Selectmen asked them to go back and sharpen their pencils again. And I asked Ross to try to make sure that we had something in writing that would indicate what was going to drive any further changes in the interest rate, either up or down, and what that might be. So I know it's long and convoluted, but that's my question.
So Jill just communicated to Harry this afternoon. They did come back with a proposal for the Board of Selectmen, and the Board of Selectmen chose an option of 4% APY with a $5 million balance, understanding that there may be 2 or 3 months every year that they might have to pay some fees. They thought that that was worth the risk, and that was the decision they made last night. Jill communicated that to Harry today, and the Board of Selectmen will revisit in a year and see what it looks like. And see how things have gone. And, you know, if necessary, you know, we'll engage in conversations with the Board of Finance and engage in conversations with the bank again.
Thank you for that update. And that's very encouraging. I do like the idea about the 4%. And Jim, back to my question, though, are we going to have anything in writing?
Yeah, that proposal was given to us in written format. Yes.
Okay, nice. Good. I'm happy to hear that.
The only thing that is fixed is that $5 million. The interest rate is not fixed.
Right.
And it could change at any time.
Yeah, and we just need to know what the parameters are that would allow that to change.
They also indicate
they're going to tell us when they feel that they make a change, they will tell us they're going to change it. The economy is the parameter that makes the change.
Jill, they also gave us an indication as to what the fee schedule is going to be, didn't they?
Yes, I believe that was on the quote.
Yep, it was.
We're not supposed to be talking about this, though, in this meeting.
Right. This is a special meeting. It's not
on. Oh, right. Sorry. Okay. So you could give me a little latitude thinking that it might have been an add-on to the discussion the last meeting, but maybe not. So if so, I apologize. If not, let's move on. By the way, I would just like to thank everybody for a good team effort on that. I think that's going to have a significant impact on our revenue. As some of the board members here know,
bad for pushing.
I've been chewing on that for a long time because of it used to have such a positive impact on our budget. So we can probably get to work here soon here and maybe calculate a number, assuming a constant Fed rate here that is going to provide us 4%. So we can figure that out. And my quick estimation is that it should make a difference of at least $200,000. So that's a good thing.
We can add it to the agenda for next meeting, mm-hmm. Our regular meeting.
A week. Yes, next week. Okay, so with that said, and maybe inappropriately and not timely, I would say that we have covered the topics on our agenda. That leaves adjournment. And I would say that this meeting is now adjourned.
Good night.
Thank you.